Tell me, we have the impression that Mahler must have been a difficult man to get on with.
A difficult man?
Yes, in private life. Was he very
austere? He was always very verspannen.
We might say with his head in the air.
Yeah. He has 8 months in the opera.
Yes.
To work.
Yes.
And then 2 months for prepare the next day, and 2 months vacation. In this 2 months vacation, he make his symphony.
He has
not more time. And for that, he couldn't go in concerts or in theater. Never.
I see. He never went to concerts or the theater.
No?
No, just it was an extraordinary life in a way. Did he ever think of writing an opera himself?
You mean he, his own opera?
Yes, his own.
No, he never had tried it.
Was he popular at the opera? Did they like him?
He was feared.
Did he ever perform any music of his own time? Which modern composers did he like to
perform? Oh, he was very happy with Charpentier.
Was he?
Louise. Yeah.
Oh, really? It would be fascinating to have heard a performance of Louise conducted by Mahler. That I really should have liked to hear.
Oh, yes.
Did Mahler know Reger at all? Did Mahler ever meet Max Reger?
Reger.
Sorry.
A nice R. Reger. Oh, sure. But he never has it conducted. He was not en vogue in his time.
In Mahler's music, there's a great deal of, you know, love of nature. When he was composing his symphonies, did he go for long country walks and that kind of thing?
Oh, terribly. The whole day, when he had a little bit of time.
Yes.
He was always working in a little house quite far away from the house where we are living.
Have you any particular vivid memories of him as a conductor?
Oh, yes. I have loved him for his music before I had known him.
Yes.